Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, July 21st, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The man tasked with leading the House Select Committee to investigate the Capitol insurrection has his eyes on Donald Trump. Specifically, Representative Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, wants to know what Trump said when he spoke to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy as the MAGA mob stormed the Capitol. He has gone on to say that anyone who spoke to Trump on January 6th should expect to become the subject of his investigation. Life expectancy for Black Americans fell further in 2020 than in any other year since the mid-1930s during the Great Depression. The shocking figure confirmed Tuesday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that Black life expectancy suffered a hit of nearly 3 years, falling to 71 years and 10 months. Life expectancy among Latinos also dropped by nearly 3 years, down to 78 years and 10 months. White life expectancy fell by 14 months, down to 77 years and 7 months. Overall, U.S. life expectancy reportedly suffered its biggest one-year decline since World War II. Health officials say the COVID-19 pandemic is to blame for the vast majority of the fall, but drug overdoses and increasing homicides also contributed. The El Dorado fire erupted on September 5th in 2020, when a couple lit a smoke bomb at a baby gender reveal party at the bottom of the San Bernardino Mountains. The blaze went on to scorch 36 square miles of Southern California, injure 13 people, and kill a firefighter. Now the couple who ignited the smoke bomb have been charged with involuntary manslaughter. They have both pleaded not guilty to the manslaughter charge, as well as a string of other related felony and misdemeanor counts. Experts say that people on the East Coast should get used to waking up to a brownish, hazy sunrise. On Tuesday morning, a similar view arrived courtesy of the wildfires raging on the other side of the continent and specifically appeared to stem in part from the bootleg fire in Oregon. A researcher focused on fire weather and wildfire plumes told the Daily Beast that thanks to climate change, as quote, fire seasons get worse in the West in the summer, that smoke is going to come from west to east and become an export of the Western United States to the rest of the continent moving forward. One researcher in natural resources says this is pretty important because that smoke will carry chemicals from burning homes and could even impact the weather. Richard Wyrsch Jr., also known as White Boy Rick and the youngest paid FBI informant in history, has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the city of Detroit, former Detroit police officers, former FBI agents, and former federal prosecutors. Wyrsch alleges the police, federal agents, and lawyers who used him as an informant when he was a teenager and then allowed him to be prosecuted for a nonviolent drug offense violated his constitutional rights. He spent 32 years in prison and was released in July 2020. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.